If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at TNTradio.live. Perception versus the truth. Jason Burmis on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hi, good evening. This is Joe Hoft live from the state of Florida in the United States of America. It is 8 o'clock in the evening here, and I am filling in for Jason Burmis this evening. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and thank you for being here. I really appreciate all that you do for this station, for TNT Radio, for the hosts, and so glad you are here. We've got a great show tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We've got a great guest coming in, and a couple great guests over the next 2 hours. And you know, we're just going to lay it out for you. I hope you can handle the truth. And that's the only thing we ask of you. Just can you handle the truth? Because that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep laying it out here. We're going to keep laying out the truth. You may say, no more truth, no more truth. It hurts. Oh, stop. And it's, we're just going to keep blasting it your way, because there's no other way. It's got to be the truth. And this is why this station is growing. This is why people are going now to the internet. More and more and more people want the truth. We know now, all of us, that this mainstream media, cable news, they're dead. They are dead. They gave up they signed their death certificate a few years ago. They are not sharing the truth anymore. Certainly not most of cable news, if not all of cable news. We really learned that with Fox News over the last few years. I was this evening, I was with some other individuals at an event, and one person said to me, oh yeah, just like me, stopped watching Fox News in 2020. For me, it was election night. They talked down to me all night, told me what a bad person I was for supporting President Trump, the guy that they had been lamblasting and just criticizing for years with this Mueller exam that was all a fraud. It was all a lie. It was all created by Obama and Biden and Hillary and this deep state. And I didn't buy it. I'll tell you a little bit about my history, my backgrounds in, of all things, accounting and auditing. I was in the corporate realm for a number of years, oversaw a regional department actually in Hong Kong for years for a Fortune 500 firm, and then also oversaw at one point in my career the financial reporting for a $1 billion block of business, as well as multi-million-dollar blocks of business. So I know quite a bit about finance. I know quite a bit about auditing. I've done 200-300 audits around the world. To our Australia listeners, been down to Sydney probably about a year of my life, and 1 and 2 and maybe even 3 week stints. Loved Sydney, loved the people, loved Australia. I've been in Brisbane, Melbourne, absolutely loved it. I've been all across the US, all across Asia Pacific, from Mumbai to Auckland, and from Tokyo down to I guess Melbourne. So just all across Asia Pacific, all across South Africa, 6 continents throughout Europe. This is what I did for a living for years, and people trusted me, and I appreciate you trusting me here. I'm just going to share with you the truth, just like I would in a boardroom when they asked, what's going on, Joe? As they sent me around the world to look at things and to evaluate, to audit what was going on. That's what I would do, and that's what I'm going to do here with this program. We're going to be very straightforward. We're going to share the truth, and we're going to share massive success, too, because the truth is the side of God, and we're on the side of God. We are God's warriors. So I hope you are, too, and I hope if not soon, you will be. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep sharing the truth. Lots going on. My background as well was back in 2016, I started writing with the Gateway Pundit. It's my twin brother's website. It's called The Gateway Pundit, www.thegatewaypundit.com. And did a post about it every day. We both fell in love with Trump. We were so excited to have somebody with enough guts to say to the media, you are liars. And that was maybe some of the most magical moments ever. We were been waiting for somebody to say, this is a lot. Our media in the United States had become toxic. And I've been over in Hong Kong, and I can tell you the media in Australia is toxic. And the media, the Western media around the world, CNN, toxic. It's not true. You're not getting the truth. I'm sorry to tell you, if this is a revelation to you, this is take the red pill, take it now, just like in the Matrix and in those incredible scenes from Sydney. Take that red pill and just know the truth is coming your way, and we're going to give you that truth, and you can become a warrior like the rest of us, because as we learn truth, we share it with people. And I think that's the thing that the deep state and the monsters, the communists, the fascists, the World Economic Forum, all the Chinese, they can't stop word of mouth. And that's what we're doing. We're sharing, people are sharing, and the word's getting out. And so that's why we're so powerful. I mentioned I started writing for the Gateway Pundit back then. Trump became president. I had some big, big articles. 2 days in a row, I had the top story in the U.S. And I'm an executive in Hong Kong. I'm not even a journalist. And at the Gateway Pundit, we knocked it out of the park with some projections on what was going to happen at the end of April in 2016. And what was going to happen, I predicted a month ahead of time, Ted Cruz was going to be gone. We just saw Ted Cruz in that clip before the show. He's a senator from Texas. What a joke for him to say, and Biden's got 30 million people. I guess he's talking about Twitter. What a joke. Those are all bots. I'm telling you, people are not following Joe Biden. We just saw this week, he went to an event. Nobody's there. Nobody's there. Just like in 2016, they had circles on the floor and in the yard because nobody was there. And they had to pretend like nobody's coming because of COVID. It was a lie. The reason they put the circles is they didn't want us to know how absolutely nobody's behind this guy. It was a total lie. I kept track. I've written 3 books on the steal. Just had Roger Stone tell me on Monday. He said, Joe, he just really gave me a great compliment. He says, your books will go down in history. You have laid it out. He said, Joe, you're somebody, and it was amazing he said this, because of your ability, you know, your prior experience where you had to oversee a big block of business, multi-million, maybe even billion, he says, you weren't intimidated by this, and you were able to lay it out, and I think I'm the only auditor to lay it out in 3 books called The Steal. You can get it at Amazon or go to my website, joehoff.com, and you will gain some insights if you really want to know what happened. And Roger says, when somebody says that it wasn't a stolen election, he sends them my books, my 3 set books on the steal. And so I'm glad I did that. And I'm glad I was back in the States and able to do that. I came back in 2020 and started writing full time at the Gateway Pundit with my brother. And we increased the viewership there, the daily hits, from 500,000 a day to 5 million a day. And it's now one of the biggest websites in America. And we did it just by sharing the truth. People want the truth. People everywhere want the truth. It's like, it's just soothing. Even if it hurts, it's still, at least you know you got the truth. You're not being lied to. Some people, cowards, I think, sometimes want to be lied to. Not real men and women. They want to know the truth. So that's what we did. And the Gateway Pundit has become one of the biggest channels out there of truth. And TNT Radio is trying to do the same. We've got sites around the world now that are growing on the internet, and podcasts and radio and websites that are sharing the truth. And they just can't stop us. They just can't stop. We are effective. And we are powerful, and we are going to continue to do this. And so, anyways, I've been writing a lot now lately at joehoff.com and sharing my interviews on various sites like this and my interviews on other sites where I've been a guest. And so that's what I've been doing lately, and I'm thrilled to be back here at TNT tonight to just, you know, be with you and discuss what's going on in this United States of America. As many of you know, there's a big case going on in New York City. And this is the Bragg case. This Alvin Bragg, apparently a Harvard graduate. He doesn't look very sharp at all in any way. Sometimes I question how much intelligence does it really take to get a law license. Apparently not much. There's quite a few people running around like Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and Bonnie Willis that you just would have to wonder, how did they ever pass the bar? It must be a simple thing. And my CPA, and that was some hard work. These people that are running around now, I don't know what they were taught, because they don't know the law very well and they can't articulate it. And by the these court cases, they don't care for the law. They don't care for dignity and integrity or the rule of law in any way, or the U.S. Constitution. And I was going to share with you a little bit about what I know about that, really based on my background. That's why I wanted to share some of this. I looked at this case when it came out back in April last year, and it was the first case. And I looked at it and I'm like, is this really, this is it? And the initial filing from Bragg that was filed in a New York court said that and President Trump had to go in, get his picture taken. It was terrible. These people are terrible. They're villains. President Trump's done nothing wrong. And we say it again and again. These people are sick, and American people are seeing it. You know, the one thing that's really happening is more and more Black Americans are jumping on the Trump train, because they know what it's like to be, and they feel what it's like sometimes to be just, I guess, challenged and people discriminating against them just because of their race. And they can see that President Trump has done nothing wrong, and he's being discriminated against. He's being attacked by this Biden Obama DOJ. And so what can I tell you? Well, first of all, we've got the prosecutor. His name's Bragg. He's backed by George Soros. I think Soros donated $1 million to his campaign to ensure that he got put in place. The judge, we know, he's got a daughter who made $1 million or more, multi-millions, over the last few years. She's in her 20s, and she got into somehow the fundraising business for Democrats. And Kamala Harris and snaky Adam Schiff, who's a representative of California, most dishonest guy you ever seen in your life, just so disgusting. And they both donated millions to this lady, or had funneled millions through this lady. There's estimates that she's made millions of dollars. And that is why her father is overseeing this case. Now, in the U.S. and in New York in particular, there's laws that says you cannot be involved in a case if you have a conflict of interest. And yet the judge ignores that. And for that matter, Bragg shouldn't be on this case either, because he said terrible things about Trump when he was running. He promised as he's running, I'm going to get Trump. That isn't the law in the U.S. That's the law in communist and fascist countries. And so this is what we've seen. We've seen these monsters trying to attack President Trump. We've got a corrupt judge and a corrupt prosecutor, and neither will recuse themselves. And then we find out about this guy by the name of Coangeles that was working in the Department of Justice with a big, big organization, one of the top jobs there, worked under Barack Obama. Now he's over with Biden. And he moves from a top job at the DOJ down to the DA's office in New York, where he reports to Bragg. Now, that's anybody that knows anything, that's not a move that people take. That wouldn't have been nobody on the career path that this Coangeles was at would ever do that. The reason is they needed somebody there to run this case. For one, Bragg is an idiot. For two, this guy's a snake. And so they needed somebody that would move this case forward. And they did. And actually, the guy who did the opening remarks was this Coangeles, who's from the DOJ. And this is Biden's DOJ. And so that's what started this week, was the initial trial. But here's what the case says, and I'm going to bring this up, and there's so much more we can talk. We'll be talking about it, I'm sure, for some time. But overall, the case says President Trump committed 34 felonies. That's a serious crime. And when you look at what they are, and I did, from an accounting perspective, it makes no sense. First of all, they say President Trump received a letter in the mail, an invoice. He then booked an entry into his financials, we'll call it a ledger entry. And then he, based on that, they cut a check. Now, the total amount of 11 of these invoices that were received is $130,000. So total, and it all happened back in 2017. Now, the problem is the statute of limitations in New York for an accounting error entry is 2 years. So 2017, 2019, they are prosecuting Trump on, and those are misdemeanors. And it's like, okay, 2017, what's going on? What they did is they then said he did something wrong in his campaign using a state, not a federal crime, but a state crime. And what happened is they announced this yesterday. Problem is, President Trump ran, it was a political crime, ran as president of the United States. It's a federal position he was running for, and they're claiming a state crime to make it a felony. Regardless, they say 11 times Trump made these receipts. Each one of those is a felony, they're saying. Receiving a letter in the mail. I'm telling you, nobody's ever been charged with receiving a letter in the mail before, let alone a felony. He then booked an entry into the books. That's U.S. GAAP. You're supposed to do that. And then he cut a check based on the entry in the books. But they say he did this. He didn't do this. No billionaire over a multi-billion dollar corporation is cutting any checks or posting any entries. The whole thing, you read every single line item. That's what they're saying. 34 times, 11 entries times three, plus one of these journal entries they did twice. 34 felonies, they're saying President Trump committed by receiving this stuff in the mail. I could go on and on and on about what a ludicrous case this is. And we will. We're going to unwind it for you. But this is what's going on in New York. Don't believe that it has anything to do with Fannie Willis. The initial case is about accounting, but they want to bring up not Fannie Willis, but Stormy Daniels. That's what they want to do. They want to smear President Trump some more, throw this out there. It has nothing to do with the case. I tell you, so much to go through. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll be bringing our guest in as well. Thanks. We'll be right back.
TNT's Pella Neuroth-Taylor.
Why do we go for the sanctity of the state borders, which is Zelensky's argument? He's invaded us, he said. He's invaded Ukraine. But Ukraine is not a monolithic country. It's a country where the eastern half wants to belong to another country and are affiliated to that country. So should you go with the state border or the loyalties of the people? And in our sort of soft, dovish world, as it were, I mean, state border was a sort of Westphalian thing, I guess, in a cold, cynical, aristocratic diplomacy. But now we go with people's sympathies, you know, we're all supposed to be Democrats. But yet, very few Western journalists talk about the truth about who the Donbass people are and where their loyalties are, and the fact that they've always lived there. They're not invaders or intruders.
Pella Neuroth-Taylor on today's News Talk, TNT.
The Light is Britain's far-right conspiracy theory paper spreading hate and vicious lies. No, that's what the BBC say. The Light is the only national newspaper bringing you the real news and informed opinion on what's really going on today. You can subscribe, order copies, submit articles, and read back issues on our website, thelightpaper.co.uk, and see for yourself why the establishment are so worried about the uncensored truth getting out to people every month. The Light Paper. Not far right, just right so far. thelightpaper.co.uk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
today's News Talk.
News and information.
TNT Radio.
It's Joe Hoff back tonight, filling in for Jason. Appreciate you dialing in, listening in, and it's an honor to be here. Thanks so much. And we've got a great guest that's going to be joining us now for the through the end of the hour. He's a good friend. He's a real American patriot. He's been doing something for years that you're going to be blown away with, and it makes more sense as each day goes by. And a good friend by the name of Paul Preston. Paul, welcome to the Joe Hoff Show.
Well, Joe, thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be back again.
Yeah, thanks. And nice to have you back on TNT as well. This is great. Hey, so I know a lot about you, but there's probably some people that really don't. Maybe we could start off here. Just fill us in a bit about yourself and then what you're doing here in the next few minutes. Just and then we'll start digging into that. But why don't we start there?
Sure. Well, I live out here in California, Northern California right now. I grew up in Southern California, lifelong California. I was brought out here when I was 6 months old from Erie, Pennsylvania, with my parents, and been out here ever since, and attended school, public education, went to the universities, went to Cal State University Fullerton and San Bernardino, and then I went to Arizona State and University of California, Irvine, and got my teaching credentials and master's degrees, and I was all ready to go, and I taught biological sciences and coached all kinds of athletic programs, and then got to be in school administration, got to be a principal and a vice principal for several years. I really enjoyed being a vice principal, believe it or not, doing a lot of discipline, but I worked with a lot of law enforcement, and that was kind of an interesting spin to see, you know, being a school administrator, dealing with a lot of law enforcement all the way up from, you know, basically your beat cop all the way up to the FBI. I've had those experiences and a lot of them. And of course, one of the specialty trainings that I got into is I was trained by the Los Angeles Police Department's Crimes Against Children's Task Force back in 1986. So right now we're dealing as a nation and as a world with child sex trafficking, which is something I've been dealing with really not consistently, but off and on over the last 30, 40 years, it seems like. But I was in education for 41 years. And it was in education that I saw that this country was really slipping out of control in California in particular, and really slipping into totalitarianism. So I did a great deal of research into what was happening and all the similarities that I was seeing in this, the government of California and the local governments and everything. Even traveled to Eastern Europe to study the collapse of communism and to learn more about Adolf Hitler and his little group of folks over there. And ran into a guy by the name of Christoph Neubauer on the actual Führerbunker in no man's land right there by Brandenburg Gate, and did a 4-hour interview with him about, you know, what happened to Adolf Hitler. And I learned that he was the first guy in 1992 to tell me that Adolf Hitler escaped the bunker. And I didn't believe him because, you know, I always believed the narrative like everybody else. But it started to fit, you know, as I started to realize it's, I looked at California slipping more into communism every day, that it wasn't just communism, but it's other forces as well, totalitarianism in all different varieties. If you want to be a monarch, you're a totalitarian. If you want to be a theocrat, an oligarch, you can be a totalitarian. It's open for anybody. But then I started to see what was happening to our country and people slipping and not understanding the Constitution. I saw this in the curriculum. The California State Department of Education started to wean our students away from constitutional thought. And of course, being taught about the revolution, about the founding fathers, all that was starting to drain away in the early 90s. And so I saw that and I said, you know, this is not going to bode well for our country if this continues. And finally, in 2010, I decided to retire, but I opened up two charter schools. And I really saw the bad edge of education and of the state of California and how they were picking and choosing winners in terms of who they paid, who they didn't pay. They held on to a lot of our money and they you know, just wanted to close us down. And I found out the reason why they wanted to close our schools down, because we were manual arts schools. We were schools that were starting to train kids again in how to, you know, run a lathe and pull apart a motor and things like that. And I realized that this is a turning point, because all the things I saw in the 90s that were involving with China in particular, I realized that the shift away from hand skills was a key one, because California dropped from 100% of schools offering, secondary schools offering manual arts programs, to literally right now, California probably only has about 10% of any of its schools that have shop classes in the manual arts. So I knew that was a big play by China. And anyway, but to make a long story short, I started to realize there's got to be a way in which we can turn this around. And I started looking at the Constitution, and I realized it was an epiphany for me. I had a great set of teachers, professors in college, all conservative constitutionalists. And they, you know, I really had a pretty good understanding of the Constitution, but it wasn't until I really started to look around like, okay, how can you use elements of the Constitution to put a stop to this? Because the founding fathers, you know, they put a stop to the monarchy. They put a stop to the king. And I figured we could probably do the same. And I found it in Article 4, Section 3, which is, of course, the state split clause, that if you want to form a state from a pre-existing state, then you have to get the legislatures concerned and then their permission and move on to Congress, which is exactly what we've done so far in our process. We set up the new California state and declared independence in 2008 18, January 15th. And ever since then, we've been going gangbusters, 12 constitutional conventions, 190 grievances. We've set up a legislature. We're actually legislating for the future. And of course, we're being very, very proactive out in the local governments as they're starting to feel a pinch right now of what New California can really do to straighten things out, such as the elections. And right now we're really focused, laser focused on having an election in 2024, but also making sure it's a one day paper ballots, not the electronic variety. And we've been very, very successful in making those changes. And it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, Paul, fantastic work that you've done out there. I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick news break and we'll come back and we're going to drill into this because you've got a, an amazing story of what's going on in California, what you can do when you've when you're, you know, ruled by tyrants and people that hate you and that hate your country. And you guys have come up with some an incredible idea. So let's take a quick break here and we'll be right back.
TNT Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. The U.S. Department of Defense has announced a new $1 billion aid package for Ukraine, following President Joe Biden's signing of a foreign aid bill that includes $61 billion for Ukraine. Sri Lanka is set to formally request membership in the BRICS group, a coalition of non-Western economies, as announced by the country's ambassador to Russia. Six-term Congressman Donald Payne Jr. from New Jersey passed away at age 65. 2 weeks after suffering a cardiac incident related to diabetes complications.
Are you enjoying listening to TNT Radio?
Do you think we're doing a good job?
Then please let us know. Why not leave us a like or a positive review or comment on Facebook, Gab, or Getter? Help us get the word out as we cover the biggest topics of our time on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Paul, we're just kind of getting into it. So you laid out for yourself, by the way, this is Paul Preston with New California, and you've got a website out there. I believe it's, is it newcaliforniadebt.com? Is that right?
Newcaliforniastate.com.
State.com, right. State. Yeah, because there is a difference. Yeah. And so you guys were seeing this back in the, well, you for some time, it's been coming on. I loved your analysis about shop classes. I hadn't really thought about that, but you're right. The skilled labor here, they started getting rid of it. Was it a need or was it supply or demand?
This was completely planned. It's been completely planned for over 150 years. I think really since in California, since they decided to go for a corporate constitution change and alter the original 1849 constitution that was agreed to by Congress. They call it a compact constitution. And that sort of set the communists at the time off. You got to remember that Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels had just prepared the Communist Manifesto, but that doesn't stop the progressives. They were already here and certainly influencing people in California. And ultimately they came up with a revised constitution because they thought they could have a better one than the compact one and they would no more need to amend it. And, you know, because it takes a lot of time to do the amendments, you know. And so they came up with this 1879 constitution, which is really the what's doomed California today. And, you know, it's a constitution that doesn't take into consideration the original 1783 U.S. Constitution. So it ignores that. And so if you wonder why people are ignoring the U.S. Constitution, it's because it's not only just California that's ignoring it, because their modified and readopted constitution, which there's no constitutional provision for an adopted constitution in the Constitution originally. So it's kind of like null and void, but it's turned itself into a representative democracy, which they tout. And as you know, the founding fathers said nothing about a democracy. In fact, they did not want that. They wanted a republic. In fact, that's one of the guarantees of the Constitution is a republican form of government to keep us free from invasion and keep us free from slavery. All of that is basically ignored in the California Constitution, revised, adopted one, the corporate one. And to give you an idea of how they modified, changed, and made it crazy, is that the adopted modified one has been modified through propositions over 922 times. a staggering 922 times. Now, you just can't make that up, but we counted them. We sat down and actually counted them, myself and another staffer. We just couldn't believe it. But they continue to do this. So basically, they've handed over the legislature to the people. And of course, there's supposed to be like a House of Representatives or an assembly, you know, for that. It's called the legislature. And they just go on the whims of what the people want. Well, that's a pure democracy. And that's been going on for a long time. So now we've got all these crazy laws. Everybody's part of the monoparty system. There's no Republican, no Democrat. You basically have communists, Nazis, and fascists. That's the way I look at it. And that it's very obvious when you take a look at history, and you look at Mussolini, you look at Hitler, you look at Lenin, you look at Stalin. You know, it's all wrapped up here in California, and it's that way throughout the nation. You know, now the question is returning back to a republic, and what does that look like? Well, the way we're doing it is we're actually following the real Constitution, which really has them. I mean, they're apoplectic. In fact, there was a great example just the other day when Mayorkas was being questioned by the Arizona representative, Eli Crane. I don't know if you caught that. It's worth your while to check that out, because it is the first time that I've seen, I've been watching all these hearings, but it's the first time anyone has ever brought up and used the words directly right out of the original Constitution and confronted him about Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, Clause 2, which is keeping us free from invasion. And he used the word invasion in exactly the way it's supposed to be used. And you would think Mayorkas could not breathe. I mean, he was stumbling and bumbling. That was a question he just thought was not going to be asked. And nobody's asked those questions. That's the sad thing about what's going on in the Congress. They're not using the language of the Constitution. They're making it up as they go. And, you know, it's an out. It's an escape, because these guys think that they can make the laws on the fly. And that's the other part of what happens when you break down a constitution and you don't abide by it, is that everybody just makes up the laws as they go. And that's what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, we've got criminals running our government right now. It's so clear. You watch this Bragg case. It's just a fantasy. It's made up. There's no crime there. The crimes they're making up, they're making up crimes to charge President Trump with. Commingling some. It's insanity. We saw the same thing with the last Trump case with Engoron saying Mar-a-Lago is only worth $18 million. I think that land that it's on is probably worth $100 million. These guys are so far off, and therefore President Trump you know, lied and took advantage of some poor, innocent commercial loan experts from Deutsche Bank, some of the smartest people on earth, with knowing commercial real estate. Of course, that didn't happen. These people are much brighter than that judge or Letitia James. And then we got the E. Jean Carroll case, where she claimed that President Trump stepped into a room and raped her some years ago. She won't give the exact day, month, or year. And that, of course, hurts Trump, because he cannot say, on that day, I was in Italy doing something else. So they prevent him from any alibi. They push forward with this case, with this crazy lady saying that that he raped her. Now, actually, I've heard this, Paul, that with this case in New York, the new one, what's going to happen is Stormy Daniels, who owes President Trump $300,000 today for slandering him in the past already, she owes him money. She's going to be the star witness, and she's going to come out. And what I'm hearing is she may come out and say, well, we had sex, but it wasn't consensual. This poor woman was raped by President Trump. This is the sick stuff that these guys are willing to throw out there in front of the country and the world. These people should be thrown in prison, maybe for life, maybe even worse. This is a combined coup d'etat. You talk about a RICO case. These guys are sick. We even got a guy coming from the DOJ over to New York to run this case, you know, the Coangelis. This stuff, Paul, that's happening, and you've seen it in California. You've got Newsom out there, who's a snake, and Adam Schiff and Swalwell and Pelosi and What a corrupt group of people. They've stolen your election process. There's no longer an election there, and they which keeps themselves in power, which they're trying to do now to the entire country. And this is what you get. Like you said, you get fascist communists, people that are making money from China, making money from the World Economic Forum, that don't give a damn about this country and the people in it. And your southern border's open, like you said, with Mayorkas. You've got financial collapse on coming any day. It's a mess out there. And you guys have come up with this unique idea, put things back together, hopefully through using the Constitution and this, but it ultimately, I guess, is the West Virginia model from the Civil War, where this group of people in Northern Virginia decided, hey, we're not going to do this. We're not going to join the Confederacy. We don't agree with slavery and what these guys are after. We want to stay with this United States. They created a country or a state called West Virginia, and you guys are trying to do the same with New California. Tell you what, I'm going to take a real quick break here, Paul. We'll be back to talk more about your amazing work out in California, particularly with the state of New California. We'll be right back.
While serving in Afghanistan, I was hit by sniper fire. The fighting was so intense, the medevac chopper was barely able to land. In the hospital, I was given a 5% chance to live. It's a good thing math wasn't my best subject. Today, I visit classrooms and share my story. I talk to kids about dealing with life's struggles. I tell them, with a little help and a lot of work, that you can overcome any challenge.
DAV helps veterans like Adam get the benefits they've earned. They help more than 1 million veterans every year in life-changing ways.
I know that some struggles are big and some are small, but they're all struggles, and you have to learn to get through them. With support from DAV, more veterans like me can live their best life. And as a new father, I have one more reason to keep on keeping on. My victory is being there for the next generation.
Adam Alexander, may your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Internet crimes against children in New Mexico are real. And when it comes to protecting your children, the New Mexico AG's office and the ICAC unit are on the front lines. I'm New Mexico Attorney General Hector Balderas. There's nowhere to hide for online predators in New Mexico. We are working tirelessly using state-of-the-art technology and resources to seek out and find them wherever they are. Please talk to your children about the dangers that exist online, social media, games, and messenger apps. It's always important to know who you're talking to.
Help fight online predators in New Mexico by submitting a tip today.
Disassembling the lies and reassembling the truth. This is the Jason Verma Show on today's News Talk, TNT.
Hey, we are back. This is Joe Hoff filling in for Jason tonight with a good friend, Paul Preston from New California. As I mentioned before the break, Paul, you know, when I first heard you, I remember you telling the story. I'm like, what's this guy talking about creating a new state? You know, what's this based on? Right. I really did. I was like, what's this? And then you mentioned West Virginia. And you said there is a precedent. It was done before, it was done during the Civil War. It's West Virginia. And this is exactly what they did. And we're following that. It's in the U.S. Constitution. And I tell you what, my understanding is there's numerous states now and individuals in some of these states like New York and New Illinois and other states that are like, we don't have a voice here anymore. These communists have prevented us from overcoming their stolen elections, and we want a voice. We deserve a voice, and they're going out and modeling or basing their efforts on your model. So kudos to you for all that you're doing, and I just really hope something can just crack here to get this kind of stuff done, not just in New California, but in other new states across the nation, because we don't have a voice, and that's how you get these clowns and corrupt actors like Mayorkas, who was born in Cuba, is my understanding. The guy, he acts like a fascist. He's just toxic. And I've really never seen anybody like this guy in front of a camera. He just looks insane. Just seriously, there's something psychologically wrong with the guy. He can sit there and lie all day long, kind of an Adam Schiff type, I guess.
Yeah, he's pathological. Yes, Adam Schiff is a pathological liar. Well, I just got this book. It was just, I just opened up the mail just before I was coming on air here. And this is actually one of the books that comes right from the Wheeling, West Virginia Museum, where it all went down, where the Wheeling conventions took place to form West Virginia. One of our new Californians visited it, and she just mailed that to me. So I just opened it up literally before airtime. But it explains a lot. And of course, we're following that model, and it's working. You know, what we're trying to do is really establish, you know, constitutional law and order again. And we feel that the best way to do that is to stand up a new state, declare the old state and what they're doing to be not in default, as we call it. They're not constitutional. They have nothing to do with the United States Constitution in how they're doing, how they're comporting themselves, how they're following the law. They're breaking every law they think they can follow, and they're making more laws to break the laws, that's even worse. You see that in the election system even more so than in the penal codes. But you're definitely seeing that sort of behavior happen. Nobody is following the Constitution out here, except for us, New California. And now you have some of the guarantee clause says, and I've said this before, but I always repeat it everywhere I go many times, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution states that we are guaranteed by the federal government and our state government to have a Republican form of government, to have freedom from invasion and freedom from domestic violence. It's plain. It's real simple. You know, Michael Yon talks about this because he talks about the invasions that are going on all around the world. And he's, you know, he comes on my show all the time. We've spent hours together and just laying it all down about the invasion of what's been going on and how it's going. Of course, now you have Abbott step up, and this is where it's really starting to get interesting constitutionally. Abbott steps up and says, you know, we have a situation in Texas where the federal government is not protecting us from invasion. In fact, they're making more laws or using the laws against us and seemingly opening up the borders even wider and permitting more and more people in. So what Abbott did is he said, well, I'm going to execute my constitutional right, because if they're in default and not fulfilling the obligation that they're supposed to, I have an obligation as the governor to protect my border. And so that is actually found in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the Constitution. And he put it into effect, and now he's got his border protected. He's called out the National Guard there, and he's protecting the border. But what about in our situation in California, where you have the same thing, Joe Biden, who's not giving California protection at the border, and then you also have Gavin Newsom, who's not willing to send the National Guard or anybody to protect our southern border. So what do you do when you have that situation? So we, the people of New California, we have called meetings. We actually went down to the state capitol and said that what we would do is we would take it upon ourselves to start a movement to go down and protect the border. And we signed on, we approved, and we said that we approved of what the methodology being used by Governor Abbott was, and that we also wrote letters to the 25 other states and in support of them. But we have to do something, because, you know, Joe, we are being run over in the southern border. About 3 weeks ago, I was with some people from New California. I was on the phone, and I spent 2.5 days with them on and off in conversations, because we were monitoring the numbers of people coming across the border. And we found over 7,000 people came across in just less than 3 days across the southern border, most and certainly right around San Diego, almost all of them Chinese military-aged men. And just last week, 4,000 were dumped off in the middle of San Diego, mostly middle-aged Chinese military men. That's called an invasion. You can't say anything else. That is an invasion, and that's happening right now at our borders. And it's getting worse. There's reports of corruption within the system of stealing boats now, the SEAL boats, and converting them over to boats that can be shipped across the border. They're stealing them and shipping them across to the cartels, and God only knows, those are very unique boats. I don't know if you've ever seen one or been on one, They're very, very unique boats. Only two seals are they made. And that's, but they're uncovering all kinds of things. We've had people try to intrude on the 29 Palms military base, which is one of the largest in the world, by the way. We have Camp Pendleton down there. It's starting to infiltrate into the communities moving up into Southern California, Inland Empire, Orange County. You're having some home invasions. You have people, even up where I live, which, you know, I'm 50 miles north of Sacramento. We've been having people just roaming the streets because these big white buses drop off people in the middle of the night and they start roaming the streets looking for food or looking for work or something like that. It's the better ones are looking for work. The other ones are not necessarily doing that. So the invasion is on and, you know, we have to stop it. It's a We the People movement. We know the government has failed us and we know the government is not going to do anything about it. So we, the people, are going to have to do something, and we have plans to do something, and we will stop it because there is no capability of the federal government, no desire, and no desire of the state government. It's lawlessness, basically. So that, what do you
totally,
do?
Totally, Paul. Yeah, totally. You do what you guys are doing. I was thinking, Michael Yon said that. He called this an invasion. And I saw a video clip the other day, probably about a week ago. It's a boat, big motorboat with enough for 10 people to be on it. It just goes cruising up to the beach in California. And this is apparently who's putting this up, pretty reputable source said this happened this weekend. Pulls up, these guys get out all dressed in black, run from the beach to the street, so through some houses, right, to the street. This guy walks through their house or runs through their house to see where they're going, filming the whole thing, and sees these people all jump into a big black, almost
SUV,
limousine kind of car. And you're like, what the heck is going on here? Who are these people? And they left the boat on the beach. Everybody ran out of that boat. This stuff's like frightening. What is going on? You mentioned the 100,000 Chinese. I just read another piece today. I don't know if you saw this yet, that the U.S. now is creating these satellite locations now in the Middle East where people can come in. They call them refugees, where you come in and they tell you, say you're a refugee. If you do, you can come to the U.S. We'll pay for your housing. We'll give you health care. Pay for your food. We'll even give you an allowance. We'll give you a cell phone, and you got everything you need. Just sit. Tell these people that you're a refugee, and so that's what they've been doing now. South of the border, now in the border. Now we're even creating these locations overseas. This is not people that love this country. This is right. People that want to change this culture. Change this country to third world people that don't have the understanding of what it's like we grew up with law and order, with a constitution, with parameters that we all agree to. These people don't have a clue. They don't have a skill set. I mean, and Paul, you know, when I was in Hong Kong, you couldn't get in there if you didn't have either a job or money, and you had to prove either. Come into Hong Kong. I'm sorry, you cannot come in there and stay if you couldn't prove one of those two things. And that's why it had such a very, very profitable, and it was named like the greatest financial country in the world, and Locan City. That made sense. What's going on with the U.S.? It makes sense if you want to destroy this country.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, and Michael Yon is absolutely right, and so are the other people that have been watching this. Now, Michael goes to different countries, so when he gets a clue about something, he's going to go there and check it out. I mean, he really does do that, and he brings back the information. But you're 100% right that this has been going on a long time. And as Michael says, this is a military precision operation. The military couldn't run it any better, and it's involving Catholic charities. It involves the... I think it's the International Hebrew Foundation.
IAS or something.
Is it IHS or something like that? And of course, so many different nonprofits and NGOs are involved in this. Everybody getting money from the United Nations. And, you know, as Michael says, when you track down the real money for this, it's the United States that are paying for
sure.
it. And we're certainly paying the billions of dollars once they get across the border. Once then they get the relief, they're getting billions of dollars from the United States into these charities at the border, and they're supplying all the money, all the flights, all everything for these people. And, you know, I was in, about a year ago, it's less than that. I was at the fourth constitutional convention for New Illinois, and I had to fly into Chicago. And when I was dropped off, I made the wrong turn to go to the wrong direction. I should have gone left, and I should have gone, and I went right, and go figure. And so I ended up getting back on track, and I ended up in front of this big black tarp, you know, and I started saying, God, it was right in the middle of the concourse, and I could hear people and things like that, but I didn't know really what it was. And I finally stopped, and I looked inside the creases, and beds everywhere. It was an area in which probably 1,000 refugees, you'd call them refugees, illegal foreign nationals, had placed themselves. And then I watched them, you know, bypass security and then bypass the line as they were waiting to get on a United flight. I was on the flight, and about 25 of them just lined right up in the front. They got right on the plane first, and no security, no paperwork. They just got on the plane. I just couldn't believe it, but that's what's going on in San Diego. I get the San Diego report every morning now, and you know, hear about what's going on, the recent drops in the centers and all this stuff, how they're then hustling them out. We don't know exactly where they're going. We do have some ideas, but we don't know exactly where they're going. There's also a lot of Ukrainians who have come in. That's another, they've been coming in on a steady basis into Southern California. Yeah. And that's, if you want to get a good look at the Ukrainians come in, everybody goes to the Department of Motor Vehicles in Southern California, can see Ukrainian military-aged men there. You know, they've deserted there, huh? Or they're deliberately being sent over here, one or the other.
Well, people are telling me, like, Uber drivers now more and more, they're all these foreigners can't even talk English. You got to use a phone to communicate with them.
Translate.
These people are getting jobs through our government. They are intentionally getting some of these people jobs, and Americans that are here that are skilled are having a hard time in some cases. Just outrageous, so much of this stuff, Paul. It makes you almost want to cry. It is so bad. This is like Michael Yon says, like you said, this is a military invasion. This is a setup, and Americans are sitting back, and we keep believing, because we've had a wonderful life, that somebody's going to, you know, our country's going to step in and they're going to stop this, and people in law enforcement and military and our legislatures, our politicians are going to stop this. And then we had that crazy vote this past weekend where they voted for another $60 billion for Ukraine, nothing for the border, nothing to stop this invasion. It's going to continue. Probably some of that money Ukraine will go for this invasion. We're hearing about new facilities in the Middle East. It's insanity. We have no voice right now, and these people are destroying this country. I think it really comes down in large part to just what's going to happen here in 2024 with our elections. Not that Trump won't win. They could put Trump in prison for 5,000 years. He will win this election if we have a free and fair election. So pretty scary stuff. Paul, we got about a few minutes left. What would you like to share about how you guys are going to handle that election? What's next with New California, and how people can reach out to you and help?
Well, first of all, we need help with the money getting to Washington. We plan, because of the economic situation in California, and you know, Joe, that California, if the public doesn't know now, they're completely out of money. And in fact, not just out of money, but right now they're in the last 2 months of their fiscal year, and they've got no cash. The amount of money they have to overcome is almost $300 billion. That's how far it's come. So right now you have county supervisors, and you have everybody across the gamut, employees wondering what is going to happen at the end of the month. They're already talking now. We've been watching this whole thing play out. So we think that the timing is perfect for us to step into Congress and become a new state. So that's one of the things we need, is if you can go to newcaliforniastate.com, hit that donate button, help us out, get that money that we need to be in Congress. But we think that this time for New California is here and now. We've got a lot of people in a lot of counties. They're really excited about it. They see that there's hope. There's no more, Second Amendment, we're going to be a constitutional carry state. Hello, that's completely different from what California is right now. Just think about that. We were swamped at a gun store, gun show this weekend because of that. But our intentions are to become a new state, the 51st state. And we're going to make sure that California survives as a state and thrives as a state. That's going to be the other thing, because we want to be in a strong union of states that we call the United States of America again. And we know that we can bring constitutional structure to not just New California, but the nation.
Thanks, Paul. And so that's www.newcaliforniastate.com, right? Thank you.
Right.
Thanks so much, Paul. God bless you. Everything you're doing is right. You're doing the right thing. Hang in there. Keep doing the right thing. And you will be rewarded. And it'll be a great day.
Thank you,
Joe. Really appreciate you joining us. Really appreciate all you're doing. Keep in touch. And we're behind you all the way. This is a nightmare, what's happened to that beautiful state out there. We've got to fix this real quick. Because this country can't take another 4 years of this. It's over. And I worry about what's going to happen over the next 6 months. Thanks a lot, Paul. We'll be back with you soon. And thank you all for listening. We're going to